this skillet you were talking about, like, now when you were young, what was skillets made of then?
Cast iron, they still are.
Oh, they still, just like the cast iron we have now.
Yeah.
What would you call a container that you would put flowers in the house? If you were to cut them outside and bring them in the house?
Flower vase.
And if you were to, well, and then one like that you had planted it in.
Crock.
And, now what would you have on the table to eat? What kind of utensils would you have to eat with?
Spoon and a fork and a knife.
Uh-huh. And they hit just like now. So
yeah.
Did they have a special knife, a big knife? Maybe?
Butcher knife.
Oh, yeah. They, mm-hmm. And now, when you carry it in the water, now, would you wash your dishes on the inside? Did you wash your dishes in the kitchen with
yeah,
the water
uh-huh,
you carried in?
Yeah.
And now, how would you go about doing that? I'm curious to know how you do that without running water.
Well, a lot of people had tanks on their
uh-huh,
stoves. And you'd get hot water out there and put it in the dish. You'd have about two dish pans on your stove. You wash the dishes in and put it in the rinse water.
Oh,
and somebody would dry them.
Oh, and then you would rinse them. I see. You
would have about two pans.
Uh-huh. One to wash and then...
One to rinse in and somebody dry them, uh-huh, take them out, put them
I
away.
I see, yeah. Well, now, what would you call the kind of cloth or rag that you'd use?
Dish rag.
And then what about the one to dry them?
Dry rag.
And what about... What you used to wash your face with?
Wash rag. We always said wash rag. We
yeah,
never said wash cloth.
Like it isn't. Yeah. You're really good at this because you can.
I can remember.
You can remember the things that you said.
Yeah.
When you were little, and that's the thing that's really good. Oh, I know. What would after you took a bath? What would you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Now, when people first began to get running water in their house, what would you call the thing on the sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
Now, if it was to be on the side of the house, like where you might hook up the hose, what would you call it? One of those, well, like a faucet, but you might call it a faucet on the outside too.
What is?
But,
huh?
But, you know,
No, honey.
But like sometimes people have on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, now some
spigot.
A spigot. Mm-hmm. Now what? Okay, I guess it gets pretty cold up here in the winter.
Oh yeah.
And now when you would first begin to have running water, now if the temperature dropped and then the water froze, now your pipe might
bust.
Did that happen sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Now, do you ever recall? If people bought like a whole lot of flour or something, what did they ever remember buying it in a
25-pound bags? What we bought.
Bag, uh-huh. Well, now, what did you ever know of people? Like on a wagon that they would roll off these big wooden
barrels.
Yeah. Have you ever seen? They weren't using those.
No.
For anything. Oh well. Now, what would molasses come in? Remember?
Jug?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. It
I don't know either. We didn't really get that many molasses.
Uh-huh.
That was a luxury.
Oh, I see. You didn't.
We didn't raise cane.
Didn't raise cane.
No.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about lard? What would it come in?
Buckets or pound boxes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What do you call one of these? Like if you want to pour.
Funnel.
Oh, now these are things I don't know if you remember or not. Do you remember horses and wagons? Did they
not
have,
that much, huh?
Well, now you may know this. What if they wanted the horse to go faster? They hit it with a
whip.
And now years ago, if you bought something at the store, like fruit maybe, and they might put it in a